Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home. On Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
She's going to punch her microphone.
Here we go. Boom.
All better.
There she goes. She's back. Is it darker outside this morning than it has been, or is that my imagination?
No, I think it is steadily getting darker. Mm-hmm. Because from what is it, the summer solstice, it starts getting darker every morning from then on.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's something like that, until we hit like daylight savings time again.
Which happens when? Like October or something?
I think it's October or November.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wishing it would happen sooner, and here's why. So Kai has this vision that if the sun is still out, he's allowed to play. So our neighbors last night, there's like a couple of friend groups that all come outside and all the families are outside. It's like this neighborhood circus that goes on in my neighborhood. and so the deal last night was, hey, let's all go in at 6:30. And that's really early, but the vision was dinner and baths and games and shows and kids are still in bed at a normal time.
Right.
So Kai comes in and we're so proud of him. It's 6:30. He's inside. He's in the shower at 6:45. Ooh. He's out of the shower. He looks out the front door. The other kids are still outside.
They didn't keep up the deal.
They were outside almost until 8 o'clock.
And what makes it bad, he can hear them outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could hear them, right?
He can hear them. He can see them.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Not good.
But he's already showered, and he's fired up. Because it's not fair, mom and dad, that they're outside and we're not.
You're the worst parents ever.
Leslie had been outside essentially since 10 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Because it's still summer, right? Yeah, so kids are not doing anything.
Letting him play, yeah.
And they're playing all day from like 10 until 6:30. I think that's long enough.
You just need to send a memo to the rest of the neighborhood and let them know this is our plan, this is our deal. Let's execute it.
We should have shaken hands. We should have shook hands.
Yes.
If we'd have shook.
Yep. You should have shaken hands and signed a contract on top of that.
Take some notebook paper over there with a contract.
She was fired up last night, man. Because the kids have the vision that when the sun goes down, it's close to time to go in. But when the mosquitoes come out, that's the sign around here.
Yeah.
If the mosquitoes are out, it's time to go inside. Unless you're in my neighborhood.
Right.
Then you play all day and all night.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today's Tuesday. It's August the 7th of 2018, and Nicholas Cruz, the teenager who's accused of killing 17 people at the Parkland, Florida High School in February, he said in a taped confession that he heard voices in his head and he wanted someone to take his life.
Firefighters will be working around the clock to battle the deadly fires in California. The Mendocino Complex fire is now the largest wildfire in history. The fires north of San Francisco have burned 75 homes, scorched over 283,000 acres, and are only 30% contained.
And NASCAR CEO Brian France was arrested for DWI and possession of oxycodone after Sunday's race in the Hamptons. France has taken an indefinite leave of absence from NASCAR as chairman and chief executive officer.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We were talking a few minutes ago about how my son wants to stay out basically until the mosquitoes come out. He wants to be outside all freaking night long. And my wife was outside from 10 o'clock until 6:30.
I will say that's a good sign, though, because a lot of kids don't want to go outside. They stay inside and they play Fortnite for 17 hours in a day.
Well, I mean, he wants to play Fortnite once he comes in, which sometimes is 8:30 or 8:45 at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy thing. We got a message on Twitter, a tweet from Shannon, who's saying that there used to be a way that they would kind of know when to come inside.
He said, when I was young, it was when the street light came on, you better be home.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do remember those days. Those were so much simpler times.
I know.
Takes you back.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So when Kelly was young, she was a party animal. Field parties, fun parties.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I came up with those.
Pizza parties, spin the bottle parties. I mean, she was a party animal.
Yeah.
But I don't believe, even when she was at her most wild, which was most of her life, that she's ever done...
you are unacceptable.
The past 35 years.
when I was five is when it started.
You don't have to brag about it. We're not that proud of it. But there's a new kind of party I don't think you've ever been to, but I was going to see if maybe you wanted to throw one.
Okay.
They call them a pheromone party.
All right.
Have you ever heard the thing about pheromones, like that we are attracted to certain scents, and it's stuff that we don't even realize we're attracted to, but like there's something about the magnetism of people and certain people and their body chemistry that we're attracted to. And like when you're exposed to it, you don't even know why you're attracted necessarily. You're just attracted.
That's okay. Interesting.
So these parties, they're doing a deal where they're telling people before they go to the pheromone party to wear the same shirt for a number of days. So they sweat in that shirt. They have a little bit of grime in that shirt. And then what they're going to do is they're going to take turns smelling everybody's shirts at these parties. And they're going to write down which shirts they're attracted to, because more than likely the pheromones tell them that they're attracted to that certain individual.
What?
That is a true thing that's happening right now. Pheromone parties. Now, I don't know if anybody's throwing pheromone parties around here yet, but like in areas in California, it's a big deal because it's almost like a new way of matchmaking and dating.
And it's scientific.
You are attracted to people's pheromones and don't even know it.
Wow. That's just like, ugh.
Maybe we should be the first ones around here to do a pheromone party.
Well, David, you wore that shirt yesterday. We could smell David's shirt.
Ooh, are you attracted to him?
Definitely not.
Thank you.
How about this, Jill? What if his shirt was laying in the floor?
And I smelled it, and it was like the best smell I'd ever smelled.
And all of a sudden,
I would quit.
But then you're attracted to him. You need to go collect shirts.
It doesn't mean you're attracted to the person. You just like the smell.
But it's not even necessarily a cologne smell.
Right.
It's like
it's
human.
It's the natural scent.
Yeah. Dude. Like how would you describe David's natural scent?
Thanks. I appreciate that one. I
don't want to be hateful.
You're saying I smell.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Demi Lovato. We've been informed that she actually left the hospital on Saturday and she'll be going to rehab for an extended period of time. We don't know how long that is because typically it's anywhere from a couple of weeks to maybe even a couple of months, but we're not exactly sure how long that's going to be in California. But we do know that she is doing a lot better. She's in rehab. And while she was in the hospital, they actually blocked off that entire floor, essentially, and had two security guards outside of her room at all times to give her the utmost privacy during that situation. But again, Demi Lovato out of the hospital, in rehab, doing better.
Got you gossip on The Bachelorette, which ended last night. Now, Becca handed out her very final rose, and she went with Garrett over Blake. There was major emotional trauma for Blake because he tried to propose to her, and she was like, literally.
What?
He did what? He tried to propose?
Yeah, this is the one she didn't pick, and he kind of, you know, got down to propose, and she was like, no.
That's the way that works, isn't it?
It was horrible. Oh, like, so he was extremely upset, and of course, it showed him crying in the limo and all that kind of stuff. But there's rumors that he's going to be the next Bachelor, but there are pictures of Becca and Garrett a few months ago that surfaced before the show started, so there was a little bit of a, I don't know, there was a lot of people that kind of knew that he might be the one. So anyway, they're happily engaged. And at the end of the show, ABC basically gave them an old minivan because that on the first night, Garrett rolled up in this minivan. So as a joke and kind of being funny, they gave them a minivan.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so congrats to Becca.
All right, so got your gossip on Beyonce. Beyonce's on the cover of Vogue magazine. You guys seen it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is the one where they gave her all kinds of creative input, and she got to like write the captions of the pictures and stuff like that. In the magazine, she talks about her emergency C-section with her twins. She got up to 218 pounds.
Wow.
And then something was happening where the baby's safety was in jeopardy, and she had to go in for the C-section. She's also talking about her FUPA, which I didn't even know what her FUPA was. F-U-P-A. It's the fat upper pelvic area.
Yep.
That she has not lost since having babies.
Wow, I've never heard that once in my life.
So, if you didn't know what a FUPA was, now you do. If you see it on social media today, now you know. And if you have one, share it with David this morning.
Oh.
David on KFIN.
That would be the most awkward picture ever.
He's your FUPA friend.
Yeah.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, this story is a story of irony. It's a tad bit ironic when you look at the situation that happened. But there was a 28-year-old guy named Sean in Washington who was being chased by the police, and somehow, miraculously, he managed to get away. He drove to a local bar, and he just kind of sat back for a minute. Well, when police got there, they were pointed out to Sean very, very quickly. And Sean was like, well, I've been sitting in this bar all night. That wasn't me. You were chasing somebody else. So he gave him the info, including his name and his phone number, and swore again that he wasn't driving. Been sitting at the bar all night.
Right.
Well, police noticed inside the car that they were chasing that there was a phone inside. So they decided to call the number that he had given them. And lo and behold, the phone started to ring. And here's the bit of irony. The ringtone was this song right here.
No.
Stop.
It was.
That is not true.
So the cops called and the cops theme song
is not
started
true.
To play.
I don't believe it.
It doesn't get any better than that. So obviously right after that, they arrested him.
Oh, that's bad.
So very ironic. But you know, I actually read an article the other day on police officers and how excellent they are at being volleyball players. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard about that.
It's because they know how to serve and protect.
There are police officers booing you right now.
That's bad.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, we all live in the South. We all are proud to live here. And there are things that happen here that might seem unusual in other places.
That's
like,
right.
For instance, I don't know, Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You don't typically see the kind of stuff that we see around here in those big cities like that.
Right. Especially in your city.
Especially in Wiener. In fact, I have a story from that just yesterday.
Okay.
So here I am driving home yesterday afternoon, and as I'm getting closer to Wiener, I'm noticing like the traffic is backed up. And look, we're on the highway right next to Dollar General and 49, so it's like no one's ever backed up on traffic over there unless there's like a serious accident. And I could tell there wasn't an accident.
Right.
No first responders or anything like that out there. And so I'm like, what the heck is going on? Until finally I realize that someone went to go pick up their groceries, 4 bags worth,
mm-hmm.
at the Dollar General.
Yeah.
On their lawnmower. So someone has backed up traffic because they're driving down the highway.
I mean, when you run out of gas, when your car runs out of gas and you need groceries, you just got to do what you got to do, right?
I mean, yeah.
You jump on your lawnmower, you make it a 30-minute trip around Wiener so you can go get your groceries on your lawnmower. Luckily, the blade wasn't going.
So, I'm proud of that guy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he, I guess proud is a good word for it. But, you know, I'm very proud of my Wiener roots, okay? Because here's the deal.
What is it with Wiener roots?
You can take any kind of what you want to call a negative, but I'm going to call it a positive. Because my Wiener roots are here, and it's time to capitalize on my Wiener. It's time to jump on Wiener right now and take care of it.
Well, because the truth is he moved away, and you can take the boy out of Wiener. But
that might be my first t-shirt slogan.
Are you being serious? Are you doing t-shirts?
I think I want to make a t-shirt. I think it would be perfect. So what you just said, you know, you can
No.
Oh.
Not that one.
Well,
you can take the boy out of Wiener, but you can't.
Yeah, I'm thinking you take the picture
of
lawnmower guy, and you put the top part of that, and then you put the bottom part of that, and you make a great t-shirt that says Wiener Roots on the back.
I'm pretty sure I saw a picture on the Refinery Instagram the other day of a Wiener shirt.
I've seen it, too.
I think I tagged you in it when I saw it.
Yeah, I think I saw that,
you
too.
You should sell your brand at the Refinery.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
You put Wiener Roots on a t-shirt,
yes,
and then you get Tia Booth to go out and sponsor it. I mean, she's from Wiener.
Stop dragging your cousin into everything.
She may be my cousin, but I'm telling you, this is a money maker. She's on Bachelor in Paradise tonight. Not a better time to jump on Wiener and go ahead and do this and capitalize Wiener right now. My Wiener roots, baby. I'm loving it.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Not exactly sure what David's been doing, but he's been outside gathering stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting in some work. You're going to love this.
But he's been out there like going through the bushes and gathering stuff from like vines and stuff.
Look, we have so many weeds outside. I thought this is the perfect opportunity to get some of those and actually use them in a beneficial way.
You realize there's some poison ivy in that, right?
Well, I have been wearing some gloves and I've washed my hands thoroughly.
There is no telling what's out there in the yard.
Dude, it's like going out into like a safari or something.
Right.
You're jumping into a jungle.
The Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm scared to be here.
I saw a toucan fly out of one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Man, that tells you it's a big deal when the toucan's flying. Anyway, I have one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, August the 7th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lindsay Smith of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Kathy Wilkerson, happy birthday. Let's see here, Patty Harris of Jonesboro celebrates. Tara Nichols, happy birthday. Sydney Stevens of Jonesboro. Neil Jackson is 40 years old today. And Kristen Tuff Scott of Piggott celebrates today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Francesca Eastwood is 25 years old today.
What was it again?
Is it Francesca or is it Francesca?
I would think it's probably Francesca.
Yes. Well, it doesn't have an H in it, so I was a little bit confused.
Have you ever seen Francesca with an H?
Anyway, I was going to say... That's
in his mind.
That is Clint Eastwood's daughter, and she's actually expecting her first child. Hmm. So congratulations to her.
Thank you, David.
Charlize Theron is 43 years old today.
Charlize.
That's what I said.
Theron.
Maggie Wheeler, did I get that one right? She'll be 57. That's Janice on Friends.
Oh, Chandler Bing.
Oh, my gosh.
So obnoxious.
David Duchovny is 58 years old. He was Mulder on X-Files and also Hank Moody on Californication. Wayne Knight turned 63. Now, I remember him from...
Jurassic Park
and Space Jam.
Okay.
But he's probably best known as Newman on Seinfeld.
Newman.
Yep, that's it.
He was the mailman that Jerry could not stand.
BJ Thomas is 76. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
I actually have that song.
Ooh.
I love that song.
Want to hear it?
Man.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Hey!
And just like the guy, his feet are too big for his head. Nothing seems to fit.
Happy birthday to BJ Thomas, who celebrates today.
And Rodney Crowell is 68 years old today. It's not my day.
Your face.
You look like you were so disappointed in me.
One more time.
Rodney Crowell. Is that worse?
Rodney Crowell.
That's what I said, Rodney Crowell.
Crowell is what you said.
Crowell.
He did this song right here.
She's crazy, believe it. I told her so. When the boys at the bus stop just said, man, let her go. She's crazy, believe it. I told her so. But you can't stop a woman when she's out of control.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Sydney Stevens, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
Okay, fine.
Country music news
on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Exciting things coming for NBC's The Voice this upcoming season. Keith Urban and Thomas Rhett are going to be in the mix. They're going to be advisors during the battle rounds after the show begins in September. So Keith is joining Blake Shelton's team while Thomas is joining Kelly Clarkson's team.
That's cool.
So it's the first time that Thomas has been coaching or judging any type of a reality show like that. So that's kind of cool news for him. Yeah. And then Keith Urban, of course, has served as a judge on American Idol for like the last four seasons. Mm-hmm. So season 15 of The Voice begins September 24th.
Yep. All right, so there is a really cool story on this lady named Ruth Reed, who is a third grade teacher in New Jersey. Now, she says at least once a week she goes to a certain convenience store and goes out and buys one thing for somebody just to be nice.
Right.
And this person that she ran into this go around, well, it wasn't her typical person that she usually would pay for. So she noticed somebody in line. He was standing with this lady, and he's like, hey, do you have any cash? I forgot my wallet outside. And then Ruth just noticed that they needed cash, and yeah. She was like, hey, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. And then she noticed that this guy looked a little bit familiar and asked his name, and he simply said, hey, I'm Keith.
What?
Oi,
it wasn't.
I'm Keith.
Oi. It okay. wasn't that Keith, was it?
It was that
no.
Keith. And she didn't believe him at first. She was like, you look like Keith Urban. He said, oh, I am. And she's like, oh, well, where's Nicole then? Where's all your bodyguards? And he was like, my bodyguard's like right over here if you want to go talk to him.
No way.
And so immediately she said, she was like, oh my gosh, you're Keith Urban. And then they went outside and took a picture.
That's crazy.
The story is remarkable. If you want to get more info on it, it's really, really cool. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
So Eric Church has that new song out right now. It's called Desperate Man.
I've seen the Joshua tree. Got down on my knees. Through the virgin mother of prayer.
So that's a good song. I love it, right? But he's also releasing other samples of new music yet to come, including what he posted on his Instagram account, which is a new song called Some of It. We're going to give you a little sneak peek of new stuff from Eric Church.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes in.
You can check out that clip right now on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So he's done it. He did it. He posted what I was afraid he was going to post, but it's even more fashionable than I figured it was going to be.
It really is. I think it's a great shot.
I think it works out great, and I think it's such a good picture. And it's going to be the next cover, I believe, of Vogue magazine. They've already talked to me about it within the past 2 minutes. So it's pretty remarkable what's already happened.
Read the caption from your social media real quick, please.
It says, Beyonce has inspired me. Submitting this to Vogue magazine for the next cover. I'm getting real about Wiener, the barrel, and IBS. It's all for my fans.
If you haven't seen David's social media, you probably should take time at some point this morning to go and take a look at it.
Do yourself a favor.
If you've seen Beyonce's cover of Vogue, it is a little bit similar.
If you haven't seen Beyonce's cover, find it now. Then go to David the Barrel Boy.
KFIN.
I don't even really know what to say. Rarely am I at a loss for words, but I might be this morning. This is crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So earlier this morning, we told you that the issue of Vogue that has Beyonce on the cover is, it's really a big pop culture thing today. People are talking about it. She's admitted to a C-section. She admitted to being 218 pounds before she went in for the emergency C-section. Beyonce admits that even to this day, she has a fupa, which I learned what that was. That's a fat upper pelvic area after a baby, which is otherwise known as a muffin top.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of. Muffin top is kind of on the sides and in the back, and the fupa is like in the front.
It's just the front.
Yeah.
So you can have it just in the front.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
kind of a strange conversation because she says it with so much conviction.
Because women know. There's men with fupas too, though.
Well, we get into round two, though. You know, it's like, it's a trouble area for guys, the muffin top thing. It's what happens. So, Beyonce, let's do some Beyonce music, and I'll tell you why. It's my favorite one, I think. That's good. This is a good one. This is a good one. All these are Beyonce. She did this song right here. Of course, this one. All these great Beyonce hits, and she is a leader, right?
Yeah.
So many people look up to her. She wants to be a positive role model. And then there's David.
Well, I'll say this. She is a leader. She is a positive role model. And today, she has inspired me.
She's an inspiration.
She is, truly.
I believe she inspires a lot of people, David. But I'm not sure that anyone else on this planet will do what you've done.
Nope.
Well, I've decided to go out with my own Vogue magazine cover and to tell my story.
So Beyonce has this really like elaborate like flower bouquet thing on the cover, and it's kind of it looks like it's almost woven into her hair. Like
right.
It probably cost thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to do this.
Mine cost me about 10 minutes of time. It was all absolutely free, very cost efficient because we have so many weeds outside that I decided to go out and grab some more of the colorful ones that are red and have berries on them. And
oh, yeah, those are good for you.
You even have flowers.
I even found some flowers outside.
But I saw, like, what I noticed first before I realized David had taken the photos was clumps of dirt leading in. Like, he had pulled weeds and dirt was all over the floor on the way into the building.
Well, yeah. I kind of had to rip the dirt off because those roots got a little bit deep because they've kind of been there for a minute.
Right.
So I had to rip those out, wash off the dirt, you know, just put it in the carpet, and I'll get that
that's
later.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
But anyway.
It blends in.
And then I put it all together. and I made a very similar headpiece to what Beyonce did.
No.
You know, I don't know if it's similar, but
I think so.
I mean, it's unique and it's eye-catching, and of all things that David's ever done, and he's dressed up as a girl.
Several times.
He's wore a yoga outfit. He's gone through a Christmas parade in his underwear. I don't know, man. This is approaching those levels, if not surpassing those levels.
Well, you know, and what's great about this is it's not just a picture. There's a story to it as well. There's so much of my life that I want to bring to my fans. I want to tell those stories. You know, what's it like living in Wiener?
So David has done a mock cover for Vogue, so he can submit it to see if maybe he could be a guest editor of the magazine.
He said something about being in the Jonesboro Occasions magazine as well, but
I've been in contact with Rodney Poff over the past few minutes, we and him have been going back and forth, and I think this may be the next cover. I think this really could be a big thing for him.
So, I mean, 1 month we have Claudia Raffo, Miss Arkansas. The next month we have David.
I think that could be on
opposite ends of the spectrum, isn't it? Weeds
on his head. If you haven't seen David in his photo with the EAB weeds.
I also have it, too.
You can check it out on his social media.
David on KFIN, if you want to see it.
All right.
I also have the Beyonce on mine. I have the Beyonce picture and David's picture. Oh. So you can look at him and see how close he is to recreating the picture. It's Kelly on KFIN.
And on mine, I don't think I'm going to support this whatsoever.
You should. Jump on it now.
This is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so David the Barrel Boy has been inspired by Beyonce. That's up on David's social. Again, if you want to go check it out. My son had the really cool experience of knowing that a Miss America contestant has tweeted at him. So Kai doesn't have social media. My son is going to be 9 in September, right? But we did post a picture because we've known Claudia Raffo, who is the current Miss Arkansas. We've known her for a long time, like since they first moved here, which was like, 10 years ago or something like that. So we've known her since they were new to town, and her dad got the job as the baseball coach at Arkansas State. So it's kind of cool that you know, Kai has been around the current Miss Arkansas. He didn't realize she was even in pageants.
That's like funny.
The first time he probably met her was probably at a March of Dimes prom fashion show.
Yeah. Right.
So we posted the picture of myself and Kai holding the new issue of Occasions magazine, which has Claudia Raffo on the cover. And we were like, oh, we'll tweet this at Claudia. So I realized last night in the middle of Kai outside playing with the entire neighborhood of kids that he got a tweet back from Claudia. So what I did is I walked outside because, you know, sometimes like as a dad and as a parent, like,
oh, did you embarrass him, Brandon?
Oh, man,
you did. I can see it on your face. You have regrets right now.
Please tell me that's not embarrassing.
What'd you do?
Because he, in my mind, and maybe I did embarrass him, in hindsight, like my intention was this kid's cool. Miss Arkansas is tweeting about this kid.
Right. So you want all the other kids to be like, wow, Kai got tweeted by Claudia Raffa.
I'm like, Kai, come here real quick. I got to show you something. So what happens then? Of course, every kid comes over.
Oh, yeah.
There's a stampede of children.
Right.
Right?
Golly.
And he comes over and I let him read it out loud. And the message from Claudia Raffo to Kai's picture is, I love it. Heart, heart. Kai, you've gotten so big. Hope to see you all soon.
Dang.
You should have seen him blushing because he was like, you know how boys are? And it's like, here's a girl and it's a boy and she's a pageant girl. And
man,
I hope I didn't embarrass him in hindsight. Is that embarrassing?
I think probably so. I think as parents, we have a way of thinking that we're cool and helping, but sometimes we don't realize that it is embarrassing them.
I'm going to say this. It was a cool type of embarrassment. So yeah, maybe initially he's like, oh, Dad, I don't want to do this. But inside he's thinking, boom, I just rocked it. Look at me.
Miss Arkansas.
Miss Arkansas in the house.
That's what he's thinking on the inside, right?
Oh, dude, without a doubt.
Or I can't stand my dad.
Please tell me he's not thinking like that.
Mine would be if I did that. If I did that to my 15-year-old, he would die. Went up while they're having basketball practice to his team, being like, hey, look what so-and-so said to you. He would die. He'd probably never forgive me.
I don't think Kai responded like that.
I'm questioning myself now. Because I remember like those embarrassing moments of mom or grandparents.
And you of all people. If someone would say that to you now, you would die.
You of all people.
You would die.
Stop it.
He's blushing now.
I don't want to be that guy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Mercy is what poor Blake was wishing for last night on The Bachelorette.
I was wishing mercy for him.
So Becca, who was The Bachelorette, chose this guy named Garrett. And I've seen clips of it this morning. Mm-hmm. The other guy is heartbroken and crying on worldwide television.
Like it's one of those ugly cry faces too.
It's bad.
And you know, all girls have the ugly cry face, but when you see a guy with an ugly cry face, it's just a little different.
Because here's what guys are supposed to be doing. Yeah, I don't care. There's plenty of fish in the sea. That's what I want to be like. Yeah, I don't care. You break up with me. Yeah, I'm going to go out and find me somebody new.
You.
Any boys listening, that is not how to do it.
That's exactly how you do it.
No.
I'm telling you. Because we're dudes and we think the same way. We don't want to show vulnerability because we're guys and we're not supposed to have a heart. We're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're not supposed to be hurt.
Yeah.
And this guy, and maybe that's why girls are going to probably love him even more, because he cried on worldwide television.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind a tear or something, but like he was sobbing.
He was going too far.
You think it was too far?
But to defend him a little bit, he did basically ask her to marry him, and she flat out on national TV, like he's going to be a meme the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like that, she was like, no.
That's not how that goes, right?
I guess supposed to ask him,
and then I guess at that point the guy's like, hey, will you marry me? All that stuff, but. It's like, if you're not picked, you can't just come up to a girl and be like, hey, I want to marry you. You know what I mean?
That is kind of
It's what
different.
You sign up for on the show, so.
Okay, let me ask David, not you. Your opinion on this doesn't really matter.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, David.
Yes.
You and I, lock eyes with me real quick.
Okay.
Weird.
He cried, A, because he was upset about Becca, or B, because he was embarrassed in front of the world. Because
the embarrassment part.
I know.
I think that.
That's why he's crying.
I think he was more embarrassed and heartbroken.
That's why he's crying.
Shot to the ego.
He's like, what have I done publicly?
If you think about it, is that like the biggest public, like, no someone's ever gotten?
That's pretty big.
Man, that's awful.
And then tonight, David's cousin shows up on Bachelor in Paradise, because they go right from The Bachelorette straight into the next show.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It's on at 7 on ABC. Bachelor in Paradise, Wiener's own, Tia Booth, is back.
I am about to tweet at Tia and ask if she's really your cousin, because she has never claimed you one time.
She is my cousin.
She's never claimed
you. Yeah,
she is my cousin.
Has.
You're the unclaimed.
I have a yearbook signed by her that says, "Hey, cuz."
Yeah, but I said that to people too in the 90s.
Too.
What's up, cuz?
It wasn't the 90s. You dork. It was at least 2007.
Okay, I probably never said that.
Oh, no.
But I wish I did, because it sounds cool.
What's up, cuz?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Demi Lovato. Now, we've just been told that she actually got out of the hospital on Saturday. And after that, she went straight to the rehab facility that's in California. Now, she took a private plane because she wants this to be as private as possible. In fact, when she was in the hospital, we just learned this too, that they had security guards on standby at all points and basically shut down the entire floor that she was on for the utmost privacy. But we don't know exactly how long she'll be in the rehab facility. We've just been told it's an extended period of time. But again, Demi out of the hospital, doing much better, and in rehab.
Got your gossip on Beyonce. She's on the cover of Vogue magazine. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's a cool picture of her on the cover. Inside the magazine, we know that she had all kinds of creative input. She wrote the captions for most of the photos in there. The articles are kind of about her and her relationship with Jay-Z, overcoming infidelity and how this is a thing that's happened throughout her life with different family members. She had to be really strong. She talks about having an emergency C-section when she had her twins. She was 218 pounds with the twins. And she says she still admits that she has a FUPA, which we've learned about today, is a fat upper pelvic area. She still has that. She says her arms are a little bigger than she wishes they were, and still bigger around her waist and her hips, but she's working on that, and she wants to be a strong woman and a role model for other women.
Got you gossip on Kelly Clarkson. So it looks like she may be going back to TV to do something other than just The Voice. Apparently, she's filling a pilot for a daytime talk show. And if everything goes well, it looks like it would start next year at some point. So there's details. Basically, all of the details are being kept under wraps. So that's really all we know. But until then, she'll keep making music. And she's going to return to The Voice as part of one of the judges and coaches as well.
All right, Kelly Clarkson. Kelly on Mud Island one year.
Really?
Really? That's
pretty cool, you know?
It's Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood's talking about her album, which comes out next month, and she says it's going to be a little bit different than the last couple of albums, and she feels this is more her than any other album she's ever put out. And just so you know, there is no song where a man dies at the end.
That's good.
Okay. This is a first for a Carrie album.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I noticed that we had a package that was mailed to us.
Mm-hmm.
David has said package in his hand right now.
Yep.
If we can open said package and figure out what this is, because it's addressed to the show.
Oh, here, here it's a surprise.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Package is open.
What is it?
It's some coffee.
From Maui.
Yeah. And a note.
Is it really from Maui, or is this like something I can buy
it? No, it says Maui on here. It's Maui Coffee Company.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Here, look at it. You see it?
Ground Maui Coffee Company. From the Maui Coffee Company in Lahulahula, Hawaii.
Lahulahula.
I don't think that's how to say it.
It's from Lahulahula.
Lahaina.
Lahulahula.
Why don't we just say Hawaii?
Let me see what it says. About
or how my grandmother used to say it.
Maui Hawaii. Hawaii. Ooh, that's how Thelma Harper says it too.
Hawaii. I'm great.
You know who Thelma Harper is? Anybody? Anybody? Nope. Anybody?
Mama's Family?
Boom!
Okay, good
there you job.
Go. Maui Coffee. Coffee.
And there's a note inside.
Nestled at the base of the West Maui Mountains.
That's cool.
They've been providing top quality coffee for years. As a family owned and operated business, our goal is to provide the finest coffee Hawaii has to offer. We hope you enjoy the coffee as much as we do.
Aw.
That's really sweet.
And there's a note inside.
Ooh, read the note. Can we read it on the air?
Yeah, I think
so. Hang on. Let's get, David, give me some Hawaii music.
What's that one? That Malia Kalikamaka or whatever. Kalikamaka. That's it.
Okay.
We need a translator.
You know which one I'm talking about. It's this one.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's good Hawaii safe music.
This does sound like Hawaii.
It reminds me of Chevy Chase. But anyway, here's the note. That's it.
Wait. Is a thing to say. Yeah. On a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
I mean, it is Christmas.
It's a Christmas song.
Well, it's the only Hawaiian song I know, okay? What else do you want from me?
Maybe that's not the one.
All right, here it is. Kelly, Brandon, and David. I like Kelly put my name first.
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
We know you've had a lot of on your plates lately, the passing of your good friend, feeling under the weather, trying to finish the summer strong and getting kids ready for school. Y'all have been in our hearts and our prayers. Just wanted to send a little happiness from Maui. Stay strong and keep up the good work. Warmest aloha, John and Leslie.
Dang.
Aww.
That's really sweet.
Thanks,
really is
y'all.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
They do the Aloha 360 podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you're downloading podcasts, they're actually Arkansas people who moved off to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And they document kind of like that journey of Hawaii and the things that they get to do and their family and aviation. It's really cool.
Yeah.
This coffee, I'm going to open it because I'd like to see what it smells like.
I think we should brew some.
I think we, yeah.
Can you pass David, it over here? I want to smell it.
Go brew us some
Ooh,
coffee.
It smells really good. Smell that.
I can.
Don't
I
spill
smelled it.
It
right when you opened it, actually. That's
smells really good. Hey, we appreciate all of you who allow us to be a part of your mornings. And, you know, sometimes I think we might not realize how much you guys can help us, too. Like, that's just really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gone through a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine passed away, and we're all busy. And sometimes it's cool to know that, you know, we have people out there who share the mornings and stuff like that. I think we should say to the Cobbles, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, man.
Anything to play this song.
Travel down and look back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
It's good to have good friends out there.
Yeah.
And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew.
I was Walter Manair the other day.
You would see the biggest gift would be
I'm buying some bricks, too.
And the card thank you for being afraid.
Hey, thank you all. We appreciate you. Really, we do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You guys ever made purchases on Amazon after a couple of drinks?
No, I
you
haven't.
You know what? I haven't.
I haven't done it on Amazon, but I have done it on Xbox before.
It's bad, right?
Yeah. I'll go buy like a $60 game, and the next day I'll be like, you know, I may have wanted this at the moment. Not to say I don't right now, but dang it. Why did I do that?
And like QVC, we're like, oh, I need that. Because like, let's say you're flipping through all the channels and there's nothing on. And you're like, oh, well, let's just see what they're selling. And all of a sudden you need everything they have.
You're hooked.
Do you do that a lot?
Oh my, my wife did. When my mom first got here, I noticed the other day there's about seven or eight things that are coming out. What do they call that? Easy pay or something like that.
Oh, flex pay.
Flex pay.
You pay for like 48 months on an iron.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but look, it's only this much a month. But when you add all of it up, it's like 200 or 300 bucks.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They're talking about the things that people regret when they buy them when they're drunk, okay? And they say phones and phone accessories are at the top of the list.
Really?
They say that books, like
something. I think I have done that.
You bought books?
Maybe.
Like self-help books.
That's funny to me.
I need help.
Toys, appliances, video games, like you mentioned. Now, here's the things that people are happy when they buy. Musical instruments.
Really?
Like, I've always wanted to buy that Keith Urban guitar they try to sell. Stuff for your pets. Like, if you see one of those things that, like, you can, because we're looking for something like this, one of those vacuum deals you can vacuum your pets with.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be
to
a good
prevent
drunk purchase.
Health-related items, computers, clothing, jewelry, food. You ever bought food online?
No. Not unless it's something that I know is, like, going to be good, you know? I've never bought, like, you know, lettuce.
No, I wouldn't buy lettuce. I have seen, though, like, on HSN or QVC, they sell food. And it comes to you kind of like HelloFresh comes to you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We got those for Christmas one year. The Jarrett family sent us Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, those are good.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty cheap, too, aren't they?
I didn't look up the cost. It was a gift, David. I wasn't that type of person. Well, I wonder what the Jarrett spent on us.
Man, you made me just sound like such a... I can't even say the word.
God.
Douchebag.
Oh, that's a cheap present, Brandon.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So really cool things coming for NBC's The Voice this upcoming season. Keith Urban and Thomas Rhett are going to be advisors on the battle rounds, like after the show begins in September. Yeah. So Keith is joining Blake Shelton's team, while Thomas has been asked to mentor Kelly Clarkson's team. Sweet. So it's Thomas's first time for coaching or judging on like any kind of major reality show type thing like that. So that's really cool for him. And Keith Urban served, of course, as a judge on American Idol for the show's last four seasons. So that's going to be really good. Season 15 of The Voice begins September 24th.
All right, there's a really cool story on this lady named Ruth Reed in New Jersey. So every week she likes to go out to this certain convenience store and buy something for someone. And she doesn't really care who you are. She's just going to go buy it to be nice.
That's cool.
And so this go around, she's standing in the store, notices this guy who looks like he forgot his wallet, and he's asking this girl next to him who he's with, hey, do you have any cash? I need to buy this, this, and this, and I forgot my wallet. So Ruth overhears him, comes over, and says, hey, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. And she notices the guy is a little bit familiar, so she says, hey, what's your name? And he says, oh, I'm Keith. And she goes like, well, you look like Keith Urban. He says, oh, that's me. And at first she didn't believe him. And she's saying, well, where's Nicole Kidman? Where did you play at last night? And he said, well, I mean, we can go talk to my bodyguard over here. And she said immediately she felt like the dumbest person on earth.
I would have died.
Exactly. That's cool. But then Keith was nice enough to get the picture with her. And the story is really cool. If you want to check out the picture and more of the story, it's up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
All right, Eric Church has his new album coming out. It's called Desperate Man. Of course, the title track is also Desperate Man. This is what it sounds like.
I've seen the Joshua tree. Got down on my knees. Through the virgin mother of prayer.
So we know that song. We're playing that one. But we also know another one of the songs that Eric Church is putting out because he put it out on his social media. Check out this song. It's called Some of It. More new stuff released by Eric Church.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy.
Eric Church, that new album comes out soon. And again, you can check out that clip of that song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks to our friends, John and Leslie Cobble. The Cobble family from Hawaii has sent us real, like Maui coffee from the Maui Coffee Company.
It's tasty.
We're sipping on it right now in the studio. So thanks to them for just being nice and thinking of us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we appreciate them. David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight might be the best show on TV. It's Beat Shazam. That's on at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network. And they always, every single time I watch that show, pick the best contestants. You know, they know their music. They're very good on the show. And I love who they pick. I do.
Basically, you know, they take a lot of people. You have to be really bad not to make it on that show.
That's what I've heard.
But...
Wow.
Sorry, Kelly. She did audition for that.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about my friend Ashley, too. So you're talking bad about her, too.
No,
she's
told me.
She's a new mom, and that's really sad.
Well, Ashley was telling us that it was...
That it was my fault. They emailed her and said it was my fault.
She said it was a mistake to choose you, and she should have chosen me. Because I know a lot about music.
Exactly.
What else is on TV tonight?
Well, we've mentioned this earlier, the fifth season premiere of Bachelor in Paradise. That's 7 o'clock on ABC. Tia Booth, Wiener's Own, my cousin, will be on there.
Let me see if she's responded to my tweet yet, David.
Has she responded to your tweet?
Because I sent her the picture of David.
She responds to everybody but David.
She hasn't responded to me yet.
Yeah, she's getting to it. She's busy today.
We're seeing if she's going to claim David, and so far she hasn't.
She's getting there, okay?
Yeah, sure.
There's also the series premiere of Castaways, 9 o'clock on ABC. This is basically a reality series about the need for human companionship, where 12 people who are stranded alone on an island without knowing there are any other castaways or when they'll be rescued.
Doesn't that sound like Survivor?
It's like a knockoff of Survivor.
Yes,
but they don't. But they don't know like other people are on there apparently. So it's okay. Just like they think it's just them.
They're just walking around.
That'd be scary. All of a sudden, you hear something in the bushes, and there's some dude laying in them.
And he's naked.
Okay, that's okay.
And there's also
different show, David.
there's also the 13th season premiere of Hard Knocks, 9 o'clock on HBO, and they're following around the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Jerry Lawler's going to be so happy about that.
You can check out the 0-16 Browns.
Jerry Lawler's not so happy about that. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.